to just pretend. You cling to your pain.
And with that, we get to come to the end of today's show. A triple play from Ariana Grande with We Can't Be Friends or Wait For Your Love. We also did get another one coming through with Justin Bieber, and that one is called Stuck With You. And also we did get another one coming through from the Eternal Sanctions album called Supernatural. 18:01, that is the time, and I do have to say my goodbyes. Thank you so much to each one of you for sticking around and for spending your afternoon with me. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I'm always right here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. I hope you get to have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye.
City Drive.
It's Given Beat 65.
Government has revoked the statutory instrument that prohibited night driving in a move aimed at facilitating the implementation of the 24-hour economy as approved by Cabinet. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has given license to tobacco buyers 24 hours to submit their price matrices before purchasing operations can continue. And in international news, Trump says he does not want to extend ceasefire with Iran.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifoya with the news in detail. Government has revoked the statutory instrument that prohibited night driving in a move aimed at facilitating the implementation of the 24-hour economy as approved by Cabinet. Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali, who says the revocation takes immediate effect, says this move is part of broader reforms to enhance economic productivity, improve logistics efficiency, and support uninterrupted movement of goods and services across the country. Tayali says the earlier restriction on night driving, which was introduced as a road safety measure, has now been overtaken by advancements in technology and government's commitment to modernize transport systems. He has emphasized that government will increasingly rely on information and communication technologies, ICTs, to enhance road traffic enforcement and management. The minister says these technologies include the deployment of intelligent traffic monitoring systems, digital surveillance, and automated compliance mechanisms to ensure road safety is maintained at all hours. Meanwhile, Tayali has also urged motorists, transport operators, and the general public to exercise caution, adhere to traffic regulations, and cooperate with law enforcement agencies as the country transitions into this new operational framework. He says government remains committed to creating an enabling environment for economic growth, trade facilitation, and improved service delivery through innovative and forward-looking policies.
977 News.
And in other news, the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has given licensed tobacco buyers 24 hours to submit their price matrices before purchasing operations can continue. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale directed all buyers who have already started purchasing tobacco without approved price matrices to stop operations immediately until clearance is granted. In a statement issued Tuesday, Mwale says only 4 out of the 16 licensed buyers have complied, leaving 12 yet to submit the required documents. He has emphasized that submission and approval of price matrices by the board is mandatory before the commencement of any tobacco purchases. Mwale has further described the current situation as unacceptable, stressing that no buying should take place until the board reviews and approves the matrices. And the Tobacco Harm Reduction, THR Zambia, has warned that the country's Tobacco Control Bill risks misleading the public and shielding cigarettes. THR Zambia spokesperson Rebecca Mwambai says while the bill is intended to improve public health and save Zambian lives, in practice it risks doing the opposite by regulating very different nicotine products almost identically and by removing the features that help smokers quit. Mwambai notes that it is now universally recognized that people smoke more nicotine, but they die from the smoke. She says it is the combustion of tobacco which produces the toxic chemicals responsible for cancer, heart disease and lung disease. Mwambai, however, pointed out that smokeless alternatives such as nicotine pouches, vapes and heated tobacco deliver nicotine without burning tobacco and are therefore considerably less harmful. She says although the bill, which has just passed its second reading, the debate in Parliament does acknowledge these products in its definitions, that distinction quickly disappears in how they are regulated. Mwambai says smokeless products will still be required to carry health warnings similar to those on cigarettes. She has explained that when safe alternatives carry the same warnings, face the same restrictions and lose the features that make them effective, consumers receive a simple message: there is no meaningful difference and switching offers no benefit. She insisted that this message is fatally inaccurate. Mwambai maintained that public health depends on honest communication about relative risk. She cautioned that if smokers believe vaping or nicotine pouches are as harmful as cigarettes, many will simply continue smoking. The most dangerous product remains the default.
977 News.
And in more news, the Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, and the Army Chaplain General of Zambia have expressed concern over emergence of mushrooming self-proclaimed chaplains in the country. Speaking during a courtesy call on the Council of Churches, Army Chaplain General of Zambia, Brigadier General Reverend Dr. Henry Matifeo, says the Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, alongside other credible church mother bodies, remains a critical and historic institution. Reverend Matifeo emphasized that CCZ's values of social justice, accountability and integrity strongly align with those of the chaplaincy. He further congratulated Father Piri on his appointment as General Secretary and reaffirmed the chaplaincy's commitment to continued collaboration with CCZ in advancing shared values and contributing to national development. And the Council of Churches General Secretary Father James Piri highlighted that the Council continues to utilize platforms within its higher learning institutions, particularly through the office of the CCZ Chaplaincy, to provide moral guidance and a strong ethical compass to students, an initiative he described as increasingly yielding positive results. Both leaders expressed concern over the growing number of self-proclaimed chaplains, describing them as a potential risk to national unity due to their questionable credibility and authenticity, which could mislead the public. CCZ reiterated its commitment to safeguarding the prophetic role of the church, ensuring that it remains uncompromised while fostering unity, accountability, and moral integrity in the nation. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
977 Headline. Accurate and credible business news. Brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, the Food Reserve Agency has advised farmers to be prudent when selling their harvested crops, following reports noted indicating that some farmers from various parts of the country have already started selling their maize at giveaway prices. Agency Public Relations Officer John Chpandre says while farmers need to generate income from their hard work, selling the entirety of their harvest